Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to begin by saying, regardless of your circumstances, God made us promises if we obey and we love Him. And no one knows your future except God, and there is a plan. One of my favorite scriptures, Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11, it says, I know the plans that I'm planning for you. I have good plans for you, says the Lord. Not plans to hurt you. I give you hope and a good future. You see, that verse is actually saying that God's plan is to give us protection, good health, divine favor, and prosperity. In fact, it says so again in 3 John, verse 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. However, you must walk according to God's plan to receive the blessings that God has for your life. We were created not to pursue our own plans, but to follow God's plan that He already had for us even before we were born. In Romans chapter 9 and 21, it asks this question, does not the potter have power over the clay? And it's a good question, because God really is the potter and we are the clay. He created us all to fulfill a specific purpose in life that He had already chosen for us. And He wants to mold us into His own image so that we can have success in this life and in the life to come. And there is a divine design for your life, and long-suffering is actually a part of it. Even though we would love to avoid long-suffering, it's a part of God's plan for your success. Number one, we were created in the image of God. So as His children, we must possess the attributes of our Father. That's if we want to inherit His plan of purpose and favor. Now listen to what God says about Himself in regards to long-suffering. Numbers 14 and 18, it says, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy and forgiving. In Psalm 86 and 15, it goes on to say, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion, gracious, and long-suffering. Now, the Bible says that each of us, if we are truly Christians and children of God, must possess the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Now, the fruit of the Spirit really represents the character of Jesus Christ and how we interact with others. Guess what we find in there? In Galatians chapter 5 and 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. We know that. Joy. We enjoy that. Peace. And guess what's next? Long suffering. You see, God's kingdom principles require us to be long suffering to fulfill God's divine purpose for our lives with joy and success. So when we discuss this topic of long-suffering, we're really dealing with one of God's kingdom principles for our promotion. The kingdom practice of long-suffering develops potential for success in our lives. So none of us are supposed to avoid long-suffering. In fact, Jesus possessed long-suffering while He was here on earth. He suffered for our sins, but then He rose again victoriously to be our Lord and our Savior, there are always going to be a reward or rewards for long suffering. Now in Colossians chapter 1:9, the Bible says that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. You see, to fully understand what God requires of himself and us, I want to give you a definition of long suffering. It's going to be very similar to what you heard, except for one thing. Long suffering means having to show patience in spite of trouble, and listen to this, especially those caused by other people. I'm going to read it again. Long suffering means having or showing patience in spite of troubles, especially those caused by other people. Let me ask you a question. Is there any relationship you'd love to get out of? It may have started well, but as it developed into trouble and pain. You see, many people are living their lives with long suffering right now through their relationships. Often God will develop long suffering to strengthen an area in our lives that suffers from spiritual weakness. Let me give you an example. The Apostle Paul, after his supernatural experiences and visions that God had given him, began to become tempted with pride. Nobody was getting these great revelations from God. He began to say, man, I'm really somebody. God must really love me. This is awesome. Well, as a result, God allowed Satan to give Paul a thorn in the flesh, and it would be something that he had to live with. The Bible talks about this in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. Paul wrote, I have received such wonderful revelations from God. So to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and to keep me from becoming proud. And then he goes on to say, three different times I begged the Lord in prayer to take it away. And each time he said to me, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. What I want you to focus on is where God says, my grace is all you need. Now, there are many people who would love to get out of relationships, bad situations, write people off, move on with their lives. But here, Paul is talking about the fact that we don't really understand why many times we have to wait. Many times God deals with us in long-suffering situations. For Paul, it was a weakness that God was trying to strengthen in his life. It's important for us to realize that God always gives you grace to endure the trial of long suffering. You can handle it. So don't give up. The grass is not greener on the other side of the fence. It's only astroturf. It's not real. Life is the same. People are the same. Don't be deceived. Realize God wants you to be developed by long suffering in your life. Now listen to what Paul continued to say. He said, now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses. Listen, I take pleasure in my insults, my hardships, my persecution, and the troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am made strong. It's important for you to understand God is working in your life as you suffer along. This morning we heard a little bit about David. David suffered long as he waited to become the next king of Israel. As it was stated, you might really get excited when you hear you're being promoted to become king. But success hides from us the thorns that will follow that success. The prophet Samuel took the horn of oil and he anointed David while his brothers were watching him. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day. But as it was aptly stated, it would take him another 15 years to sit on the throne of Israel. Let me ask you a question. How many of you are waiting on a 15 to 25-year-old word from God? Anybody here like that? Welcome to the club. But let me just give you some encouragement. If God said it, it will come to pass. Numbers chapter 23 and 19 reminds us God is not a man, so he doesn't lie. He's not human, so he doesn't change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? And then it goes to say, I have received a command to bless. God has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. If God is speaking blessings on your future, if God has made you a promise, it can't be changed. It cannot be altered. What God has spoken cannot be aborted by men. However, you're the only one who can abort that blessing, that promise, by disobedience.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, David was called to the palace and began to play music for Saul because the same time he was anointed, an evil spirit came to King Saul and he was tormented by it. And his men around him said, King, listen, we can help you with that evil spirit. You need someone who can play gospel music or good music, spiritual music. Because when the evil spirit hears that good anointed music, he's going to leave you. He says, well, you have anybody in mind? A young man named David. You see how God orchestrates things. First, he's anointed by King, by Samuel the prophet. And you say, well, how is he, this little shepherd boy, going to get into the palace? Well, here we go. God will position you for whatever he has for you. And so now David goes to the palace and he begins to play his instrument, and every time Saul is troubled by the evil spirit, he begins to play, and the evil spirit says, I can't stand that good gospel music, and he leaves. So David's importance goes up in the palace, and Saul begins to love him, and he says, listen, I want you to stay around me all the time. I want you to be my servant. From being his faithful servant, he became his armor bearer. From being his armor bearer, he made him his general over his army. And one day, as they were coming back from a war, the women came out and they sang their song and they said, Saul has beat thousands, but David, he beats 10,000. And from that day forward, Saul was against David. From that day forward, he set his heart on destroying David's life. Now, David had to then learn to develop long-suffering through his mentor. Have you ever been tormented by a mentor? That relationship that's supposed to take you to the next level, that person who gives you the opportunity to rise as far as success is concerned. Well, in David's case, that same person who had access to his respect became his tormentor. And David didn't know what to do about it. One day, Saul was sitting at the table and the evil spirit came on him. He threw a spear at David, thinking in his mind through the evil spirit, I will pin him to the wall. And David ducked. And David got out of there. He's like, man, what is going on? This guy's got issues. And so he ran away. And it just continued on from there. Saul told his troops, he even told his own son, listen, we're trying to assassinate David. We got to get rid of him. We've got to destroy him. Folks, listen, what you need to understand that the enemies in your life, those enemies are put there by Satan to destroy you. But God is going to protect you. As long as you are walking righteously before God and you are obeying God, the angels of God will protect you. But let me just say something to you. If someone throws a spear at you, you better move. Get away from the wall. Get away. God expects you to protect yourself. God does not expect us to say, well, God will help us. We don't have to worry about anything. No. God expects you to take every precaution to protect yourself. You say, well, where is that in the scripture? Well, the devil, when he was tempting Jesus, he said, the Bible says that if you jump down from this place, the angels will bear you up and they'll catch you. Jesus said, No. You're quoting the scripture wrong. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Some of you are tempting God by the way you live. You're not taking the precautions that God wants you to take regarding your safety, regarding your health, regarding things that he's said something to you about many times. So you know how messages become prophetic after a while? That's what's happening right now. None of this is on my page. And God is talking to somebody here. Somebody's right now. You are not taking proper precautions with your health. You're not taking proper precautions with your safety. You really have sloppy agape. What do I mean by that? God's going to take care of me all as well. No, God wants you to do what's right. And so David, he ran from Saul. He hid from Saul. He did whatever he had to do that he might be protected. And one day, as he's going through this journey of long suffering, he's trying to understand, God, this guy was my mentor. Man, he even gave me his daughter to marry. He's trying to kill me. God, what are you doing? Help me out of the situation. One day, as Saul is looking for him with 3,000 men, Saul goes into a cave, and he went in there to relieve himself, and David's hiding in the cave with his men. So his men say to David, it's time for revenge. God has put Saul in the place where you can avenge yourself. Can I say something to you folks? Don't get advice from people suffering with you. You want to know why? Because when it's your cross to bear, God wants to help you carry it. Some of us, when situations are not going well in our job and our relationships, we go to friends and we ask them, who are not going through anything, but all of a sudden they got wisdom, like there's a light bulb that you draw over their head and it comes on, ding, and they're going to tell you how you should address that problem. This is what you should do. This is kind of what happened to David in that cave. They said, this is the Lord's will. Oh, you need to go in there and smite him while he is relieving himself. What a mess. David said, well, okay, I'm going to do something. I'm going to scare him. When he cut off his robe, that's how close he was. He got down to the bottom of his robe. He cut it off, and then he ran out. But as he was running out, David said, man, I got convicted. Is it possible that God is still protecting this man? That's exactly right. He came to the conclusion, he's the Lord's anointed. God chose this man, and he's the only one who has the right to take him out. Let me give you some spiritual advice. Let God deal with the authority gone wrong in your life or in the lives of others. We can be so righteous and think, I'm going to make sure that guy, that woman never, ever does whatever because they're a hypocrite. But if they are in a place of authority, God chose that person. Let God deal with that person. Now, that was for someone. He said to King Saul, may the Lord decide between us. May the Lord take revenge on you for what you're doing to me, but I will never lay my hand upon you. You see, another kingdom principle repeated throughout the Bible is, God forbids us to take revenge. In Romans chapter 12 and 19, it says, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you're an honorable person. Never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. And through David's long suffering, God developed him into becoming the next king. I want to say something else. Don't get rid of all of the problem people in your life. God may be using them to develop you for promotion in your life. Folks, your long suffering will end with reward. God promised it, and God meant it. Everything is determined in heaven before, through times and seasons, and your season is coming. All is well. God is with you. Come on, somebody repeat after me, say, all is well. I'm going through some long suffering. I'm going through some long suffering. But all is well. Folks, listen, God is working out everything for your good. I want to close with this scripture that most of you know well, Romans 8 and 28, and we know God is causing everything to work together for our good because we love God and because we're called according to his purpose.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Disappointment to Destiny, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve. And the most important decision that you will make in life is where you will spend eternity. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, I want to lead you in this prayer. So pray with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me and change my life. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, died for me on the cross of Calvary and rose again. Jesus, come into my life. I receive you now and confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for salvation and eternal life. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ has come into your life. Continue to pray every day. Continue to read God's Word. Find a church. Ask God to lead and guide you by His Holy Spirit. God bless you today, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.